Leaping, wonderful story there, Femi. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So the holidays are a stressful time for many. They are certainly a joyful time. And part of the joy of the holidays is gift giving and gift receiving. But there is a bit of creativity required to year after year get that thing for the loved one in your life that either is useful, matters to them, and actually represents some sort of heartfelt sentiment from you. So we are trying to mobilize the creativity of our listeners here. We've had a little trouble doing it. And I know it's hard to get your... Look at the calendar, folks. You got to start thinking about this. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And with less than 2 weeks until Christmas and Hanukkah, it was an assignment for our very own Mary Elizabeth Williams, takeaway culture correspondent and host of Table Talk at Salon.com, to go out and do what, you know, we all wish we could do. That is, come up with that gift that, like, oh, where did you find that? Oh, that is so cool. Things that you never heard of. And she's got some great suggestions for us, having mined the streets and storefronts of Manhattan and New York City and the internet. Very good.
That's where I like to do most of my
Welcome.
Shopping.
Welcome, good Santa.
Morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you, elves. Good morning. Yeah, this is, I think for a lot of us, one of the crappiest holiday seasons ever.
Because of the economy.
Because of the economy. Right. Half the people I know have lost their jobs in the last month or taken pay cuts. So we're all stressing out.
So state the problem. What is it that's difficult about gift buying from your perspective, and how did you go about solving it?
Well, it's always difficult because it comes up every damn year,
right.
And you've got all these people on your list, and everybody's trying to outdo each other, and this year money is too tight to mention. So what I thought this year we're all thinking, or at least I am, is what can we do that's going to make people feel secure and happy and comforted and tap into something in our hearts and spirits that's just a little... that's just a little more reassuring.
Short of going to the medicine.
Short of giving them pharmaceuticals.
Right, there we go. Okay, good.
Which is also fine.
And stocking stuffers.
Right. And as a camera fan myself, the first thing I thought of was this was the year that Polaroid stopped producing film. And a few months later, what did they do? They came out with this. It's the Polaroid Pogo. It's $100. It's made with zinc technology, zero ink. And it's just this little thing. You guys can see it. It's about a little bit bigger than a deck of cards. It's an instant printer.
Oh, really?
You can hook it up to your camera if you have Bluetooth-enabled phone. That's the really cool thing, is you can wirelessly send photos to the printer from your phone. You can see I just took this shot of Femi, and in about under a minute, you get this little 2x3 photo that's also a sticker. $100 for this.
It's also a sticker?
You can put it on your locker, Adora, because I know that's where you're going with this, right? You can decorate your notebook with it. But, you know, I showed it yesterday to a friend of mine who's a professional photographer. His name's Bill Wadman. We were playing with it with his $8,000 camera. We got some really fun shots, and the thing that he liked about it is he said, the resolution is not that great, the color is not that great, but it looks like a Polaroid.
Right. It gives you a wallet size photo.
I was just going to say, it does look a bit like a Polaroid.
It's a wallet
size. A little
size.
Clearer, though, picture, not quite that fuzzy, plasticky, filmy.
Right, you can
picture.
Carry it around, and, you know, as an Outkast fan, I'm happy that once again I can shake it like a Polaroid.
Nice.
So that's
nice.
Good. You can just stick it under the tree. It's a easy thing to carry around. It's just a really fun, right. Great
now,
toy.
I often get, like, fruitcakes, weird Christmas foods for gifts. Can we possibly improve on the fruitcake?
Well, the only way you can improve upon anything, John, is if you give it bacon. And so that's always my rule of thumb. So if you go to thegratefulpalate.com.
Fruitcake with bacon?
Anything with bacon, Adora. Anything and everything with bacon. So on thegratefulpalate.com, they have a whole bunch of bacon-related gifts. My favorite is the bacon brittle. I'd give it to you, but then you won't be able to talk for the rest of the show. I had some before. It's bacon, it's brittle. What is wrong?
15, bacon brittle? Like peanut brittle? Bacon.
It's bacon, it's brittle. It's your basic toffee. It's made with sugar,
bacon,
butter, and bacon. Your three favorite essentials for a good, complete breakfast.
Not necessarily a Hanukkah suggestion.
It's probably not for any of the 8 crazy nights. But, you know, something that just makes you feel good. What's going to make you happier?
I'm trying to imagine.
I had some about 5 minutes ago, and Adora, it was off the hook. Wow. It's pretty awesome. It's got that salty, sweet, savory. It's delicious. And if you're really, really on a tight budget, There are plenty of places you can go online, get the recipe.
Right, and people
you can
will
just
remember
make
you.
It. Yeah,
and you're the one who gave me that bacon brittle last
I
year.
Am,
yeah, that'll work. Okay, so what about for kids?
That's right. You want to stick it in someone's mind. What I love this year are, and I think your kids will love, John, it's a whole bunch of spyware stuff you can get for your kids. This is my favorite. It's the Spy Cam Truck. It's an all-terrain little vehicle with
radio controlled
with
a camera.
Looks
like a little tiny tank.
It's a little tiny tank. Trust me, it goes everywhere. It has a camera on it. It also has an audio input. You just remote control it, send it around the apartment. Your kids are going to do surveillance on you.
And where do they look at the picture?
And where do they, there's
are you sure a parent actually wants that?
You know what? I'm a little scared, but I got to tell you, this is the visor,
And
it just plugs in.
Expensive?
This one's expensive. This one's over $100. But most of the other things from the spyware net are $15 to $20. There's a motion detection sensor, so your kid can put it before the door of her room, and then if anybody tries to violate her airspace, it goes in. My kids went nuts for...
Yeah, my kids, too. They love to be spies. I've discovered this.
I don't necessarily know if, as a parent, I would appreciate my kids listening to conversations.
They're going to do it
you
anyway.
Don't have a choice. Guess what? You don't have a choice.
They're going to do it anyway. And what I love about these toys is that they're gender neutral. You don't have to go. I have two daughters. You don't have to go to Princess Town this year. You don't have to go to Girls Gone Wild in training. You can get toys for boys and girls. They're gender neutral. They're really fun. My kids have been playing with these for the past week nonstop. It's all they want to play with. And there's a whole line of toys ranging from $10 to $100.
Well, my daughters love to be spies, but here's a suggestion. Why don't you listen to this, Mary?
This is Michelle from Garnerville, New York, and I made a decision to make a donation in the name of my staff and teachers rather than give gifts, and so I donated to Feed and Empower the Hungry because we all agree today that I think I have enough. And it's time to give back.
You know, a lot of sentiments like that coming in, and that's more possible now than ever before on the internet to find various causes and things that you can support in the name of someone you're giving a gift to.
Right, which is a great thing to do this year. And what I was saying to Femi earlier, too, another thing I want to give a plug for is Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y. It's handcrafted gifts. So if you want to get out of the big box this year and you don't want to go to a big store and you don't want to go corporate, you can go online and support a local or faraway artist or craftsperson,
great.
And you can get gifts again, toys, clothes, jewelry, anything, and feel like you're giving to somebody directly.
Last gift, you got 15 seconds.
Oh well, the head buyer of Powell's in Portland,
the bookstore,
Powell's, the famous bookstore, says this is the one, and I'm quoting, that creams his Twinkie this year. It's Roberto Bolaño's 2666. This is the 3-volume set. It's only $30. It's the most beautiful packaging. The fonts, the books, it's 3 books.
It's three for the price of one.
Aside from the fact that it's the IT book and it looks fantastic, I started reading it yesterday and everything they say is true. It's unputdownable.
The book is 2666 by Roberto Bolaño, who is an incredible author. Well, thank you so much. All these gifts, pictures will be on our website. Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy holidays.
Culture correspondent.
Happy
thank
holidays
you so much.
To you too.
And we're always on at The Takeaway. Gift-giving time is arriving. Tell us your shopping list at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And here's your takeaway.
People in Washington, they just don't get that bankruptcy is not an option. People won't buy cars from a bankrupt automaker. And I think this is just going to make that rift even bigger.
The auto industry needs a gift. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji. It's The Takeaway.